The Weather Channel is compiling a series of online climate impact reports from all 50 states titled The United States of Climate Change. So far, 33 states have submitted stories, including Arkansas. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, documentary producer Dale Carpenter collaborated with noted cartoonist Nate Powell on a new report titled Awaiting a Wave.
The Weather Channel is collaborating with reporters from all 50 states on a project titled The United States of Climate Change. The digital story site is divided into three U.S. regions, West, Central, and East. Working with Weather Channel editors so far, 33 states have posted reports. Oklahoma's hot beef shows how extreme weather is killing cattle in the field. Cruel and Unusual from Texas reveals how prison populations suffer during record high summer heat waves. Tennessee's Top Shelf profiles how a Nashville whiskey distillery is coping with extreme temperatures. And The Big Itch shows how rising temperatures in Mississippi trigger swarms of mosquitoes carrying infectious disease. Now, Arkansas has lots of climate change stories to tell. Epic ice storms, balmy winters, major flood events. But Dale Carpenter, an Emmy Award-winning documentary film producer based at the University of Arkansas School of Journalism, was contacted by Weather Channel editor Kevin Hayes about a rumored influx of climate refugees in Arkansas.
And the story he pitched to me was that there may be people coming to Northwest Arkansas from the Marshall Islands because of the rising level of the ocean in the Marshall Islands, causing flooding and land erosion. And he wanted me to look into that to see if there were people here that had come to Arkansas because of climate change.
Carpenter had no idea if this was true, so he set about investigating. He's familiar with the Marshallese community, having in the early 2000s reported on their migration to Northwest Arkansas in his PBS documentary, A New Island. As many as 14,000 Marshallese have settled here under a compact of free association with the U.S. government, which destroyed a part of their indigenous archipelago in the mid-20th century during the Cold War, testing nearly 70 atomic and thermonuclear bombs. For his report, Carpenter needed to source climate-impacted islanders. So he sought the help of Melissa Lalon, founder of ACOM, Arkansas Coalition of Marshallese.
So without any appointment or anything, Melissa takes me over to an apartment complex in Springdale, and we're knocking on the door of these people that unannounced, and it's the Ricklon family.
Carpenter said about interviewing Cynthia Ricklon and her brother David, who came to Arkansas from the community of Rita on Majuro Atoll as climate refugees.
They were very honest about the constant flooding, the king tide in 2014 that just basically wiped out their house and their septic system and everything was the factor that drove them here. And they're the only ones that Melissa knew of that would tell me that. And they also qualified it, though. They said there were other reasons why they came here, too. And I wanted to make sure that we weren't sort of blowing this out of proportion.
Which led Carpenter to title his report.
Well, the title is Awaiting a Wave. And it comes from the knowledge that I gained from talking to everyone that climate change is sort of on the horizon there.
In his report, Carpenter reveals that the average elevation of the Marshall Islands is 7 feet above sea level. For scientific evidence, Carpenter contacted Marshall Islands Conservation Society Chief Research Advisor Mark Steggy, who is mapping flood events with community participation.
Their study is really to help the people who are living in the Marshall Islands now understand where they should build buildings, where it's not safe to try to live and to put cemeteries and things like that. So it's data that the Marshallese can use so that they can live there as long as possible, even if the ocean is rising.
Steggy ends up in this story along with the Ricklons and an activist by the name of Chris Ballos. He's a climate change activist living in Northwest Arkansas. He described eyewitness accounts of devastating tides back home and the cultural consequences. We tried to contact Ballos for this report. He didn't respond. But both Ballos and Steggy, Carpenter says, make a stark linkage in the story.
The thing that I remember talking to Mark and to Chris early on, and the thing that they said that's in the piece that really struck me was that climate change is like their nuclear experience.
At first, Carpenter assumed he would be creating an online video report for the Weather Channel, but his editor had a different idea.
We've got another person that's going to work with you, and he's a graphic novelist, and it'll be like a comic book. And I thought, okay, well, that's kind of interesting. I've never done a story that's going to be visualized as a graphic novel, but I was open to that.
Awaiting a Wave is illustrated by Nate Powell, a native of Little Rock who resides with his family in Bloomington, Indiana. Powell is recipient of a Robert F. Kennedy Book Award, 3 Eisner Awards, and is the first and only cartoonist ever to win the National Book Award. He says when he received Carpenter's draft story script panels, he started to look between the lines.
Allowing the text to be able to describe and inform while giving the images as much leeway as possible to be able to tell their own story that enriches the text without being redundant.
Powell says he honed in on the report's characters.
I felt that what was at risk of being lost would be focused on individuals, their details, their habits. And so I tried to spend as much time as I could rendering the individuals or rendering, you know, closer shots of waterfront or closer shots of daily life in Northwest Arkansas.
Carpenter furnished Powell still photographs of scenes and sources to illustrate the 12-page cartoon. The artist did not resort to a tropical color palette, instead telling the story in muted noir tones, assigning each character a specific color wash. Also, Powell is a traditionalist when it comes to graphic rendering.
India ink on paper and all of the color application here is using what's called a duotone process. So I'm mixing a little bit of gray washes that I'm using like watercolor, and then I alternate a second color. And both of these layers of tone are transparent. So when they're mixed or put over each other, it gives the illusion of there being more than just one color.
The drawings took several weeks, he says, from pencil to ink. Powell says the Weather Channel's United States of Climate Change illustrates what well could be our future.
This is a great wake-up call that really put faces and individuals to, a potentially catastrophic situation.
We queried Melissa Leilon, the lead character in Awaiting a Wave, for reaction to the report. She was traveling but issued a text statement. She says the graphic story is brilliant in scope because it attracts attention to the looming destruction that could occur on the Marshall Islands, which she says is growing worse, evidenced by video clips now circulating on Marshallese social networks. Leilon says Ozark Islander youth have begun to take leadership roles as climate activists, and that early groundwork is being laid by her community to accommodate a potential mass migration of Marshallese climate refugees into Arkansas. That is, if the island nation is submerged by rising seas, a threat dismissed by climate change deniers. The Weather Channel editors also weigh in, stating to engage in a debate about the reality of climate change is to deny that there is a remarkably wide and sincere consensus among those who study the subject most intently. United States of Climate Change, the Weather Channel says, shows just how America is experiencing, reacting to, and preparing for climate change. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
We have posted a link to the Weather Channel's Awaiting a Wave at ozarksatlarge.com.